When I reached the top of the stairs, I was surprised to see both Hatsumomo's door and mine standing open. A jar of white ointment lay broken on the hallway floor. Something seemed to be amiss, and when I stepped into my room, I saw what it was. Hatsumomo was sitting at my little table, sipping at what looked like a small glass of water, and reading a notebook that belonged to me. Geisha are expected to be discreet about the men they know, so you may be puzzled to hear that several years earlier, while still an apprentice, I had gone into a paper store one afternoon and bought a beautiful book of blank pages to begin keeping a diary about my life. I wasn't foolish enough to write down the sorts of things a geisha is never expected to reveal. I wrote only about my thoughts and feelings. When I had something to say about a particular man, I gave him a code name. So, for example, I referred to Nobu as Mr. Tsu, because he sometimes made a little scornful noise with his mouth that sounded like Tsu. And I referred to the chairman as Mr. Ha, because on one occasion, he'd taken a deep breath and let it out slowly in a way that sounded like ha. And I'd imagined him waking up beside me as he said it, so of course it made a strong impression on me, but I'd never thought for a moment that anyone would see the things I'd written. "Why, Sayuri, I'm so pleased to see you," Hatsumomo said. "I've been waiting to tell you how much I'm enjoying your diary. Some of the entries are most interesting. And really, your writing style is charming. I'm not much impressed with your calligraphy, but..."
"Did you happen to notice the interesting thing I wrote on the front page?"
"I don't think I did. Let's see. Private. Well, now there's an example of what I'm talking about with your calligraphy. Hatsumomo, please put the book down on the table and leave my room."
"Really? I'm shocked at you, Sayuri. I'm only trying to be helpful. Just listen for a moment and you'll see. For example, why did you choose to give Nobu Tashikazu the name Mr. Tsu? It doesn't suit him at all. I think you should have called him Mr. Blister, or maybe Mr. One Arm. Don't you agree? You can change it if you want, and you don't even have to give me any credit."
"I don't know what you're talking about, Hatsumomo. I haven't written anything about Nobu at all." Hatsumomo sighed, as if to tell me what an inept liar I was, and then began paging through my journal.
"If it isn't Nobu you are writing about, I want you to tell me the name of the man you're referring to here. Let's see. Ah, here it is. Sometimes I see Mr. Tsu's face blooming with anger when a geisha has been staring at him. But for my part, I can look at him as long as I want, and he seems to be pleased by it. I think his fondness for me grows from his feeling that I don't find the look of his skin and his missing arm as strange and frightening as so many girls do. So I guess what you're telling me is that you know someone else who looks just like Nobu. I think you should introduce them. Think how much they'll have in common."